You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we have a story from Uncuffed, our series recorded and edited by men incarcerated at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Today's story comes from Uncuffed producer Brian Thames. And just a warning, this interview does contain descriptions of violence. Here's Brian.
What if you loved two people so passionately, but had to choose one over the other? Love doesn't hurt. It's the choices we make that sometimes hurt us.
My name is Roderick Clay Hall, and I'm 59 years old.
Have you been to prison before?
Never.
So, you're a caretaker. You took care of your grandmother?
Correct.
And you also took care of your brother?
Correct.
Is this an older brother, younger brother?
He's a younger brother. My brother was 5 years younger than me.
What was your relationship like with your brother just growing up, just as two brothers, knowing that there was something, quote unquote, wrong?
My brother was my best friend.
Okay. How so?
He was, oh man, if somebody did something to me, they've got to do something to him. If somebody did something to him, they've got to do something to me.
What did you notice, if anything, or your brother may have behaved or acted differently? I mean, at any point in his young life, not his adult life, but his young life when you guys were growing up.
Even growing up, when he was in elementary school, it was always like if he came home and he had a problem at school, he would tell my mother, you know, they don't like me, they hate me. You know, he always had this negativity about him on how he felt people felt about him. At one point, my brother jumped on me. And he told me it was because I used his noxema. Because we were just sitting there having a conversation. And then all of a sudden, he just flipped. And I'll never forget it. After he did it, he ran out the house, into my grandmother's house, out of her house, and he just started laughing. He had mental issues, but he was a good person.
How did it come about that you had become a caretaker for your grandmother and your brother? Tell me about that.
When my brother came home, my grandmother was like 88. So, and I lived with her, and my grandmother had asthma and a lot of other ailments, but somebody had to look after her every day. I would get up, make her breakfast, make her dinner, and I'd get her situated where she could sit and look at her soap operas or whatever she wanted to look at on TV all day. When my brother came home, he had to have a place to stay. So what I really wanted to do with him was I let him move into the room in my grandmother's house, and I told him, if you help take care of her, anything you need, I'm going to sleep next door with a duplex, and I'll sleep next door, and you just do what you have to do, and whatever you need, I'll step in and do it. You know, if somewhere you need to go or something you need to do, I got you.
So you were still being that big brother?
Oh, I'm always going to be the big brother.
Why are you in prison? What are you convicted of?
I shot my brother. I shot him in his arm. They say it ricocheted off a bone in his bicep, went through his chest, and through his heart and lung.
And what happened?
I killed him.
How'd that come about, Rod?
I shot him one time.
Why?
He was gonna stab my grandmother. He had a butcher knife. He wouldn't put the knife down. I shot him.
Let me get some toilet paper or a napkin.
No, I got some.
You got some?
I got some here.
You sure?
I got some.
Yeah, I'm straight. All right, come on.
I'm straight. I get my head together.
What made you think that your brother was going to stab your grandmother?
Because he wouldn't put the knife down. I kept telling him.
You mind if I go back again?
No.
Okay, I keep thinking. Because we've talked before, your brother had mental illnesses. Was there anything else you could have done besides shooting him?
I said, you're not gonna stab her. Let's just leave and we'll come back later. He wasn't trying to hear that. He's like,
why didn't you call the police?
I had a warrant out on me for not going back to Alabama. And I didn't want to call the police because they would have arrested me right there.
By the way, what were you sentenced to?
40 years to life.
You're serving a life sentence for killing someone that you said you loved so much. How do you deal with that every single day?
I live with this rest of my life. I would never get over it. He was truly my best friend. I never hated him. I just didn't want him to hurt her.
That was Roderick Hall speaking with Uncuffed producer Brian Thames. In Roderick's trial, the jury rejected his claim that he acted to defend his grandmother. KALW's work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/Uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure you're subscribed to the Cross Currents newsletter to get all our stories and interviews in your inbox each week.